John, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay, well, my name is John Grandin. I am a senior field sales agronomist with Growmark, and I work in eastern and southeastern Iowa, primarily offering field-level agronomic support to the FS system.
Let's talk about the situation that we've got in the Midwest with the planting season right now. Just what's your take for what you see going on? I know we're certainly seeing some late planting at this point.
Well, I would agree we're approaching the point of being late compared to normal. Unfortunately, most people's memory only go back about 12 months, and they feel we are so far behind compared with the pace that we had in 2012. And I don't think we can make any comparisons this year against last year because of how early it was for getting things done, and then again how dry it turned off for the rest of the summer. So looking at the calendar, yes, the end of April, it's getting towards the late side of normal. But when we look at the accumulated growing degree days compared with normal, we're not behind the eight ball as far as we've missed out on all the growing degree days. We're still waiting for growing degree days to accumulate. The past 3 or 4 days, it's been nice and warm. We're starting to accumulate some GDDs. And we've actually got field work going on here in central and southeast Iowa. We've got anhydrous ammonia being applied. We've got fertilizer and chemicals being applied. And we've got both corn and soybeans being planted. We'll know in a week or two if that was a good thing or not, depending on what happens here with the weather this week.
Right. Well, we wanted to talk about nutrient management and how to effectively use nutrients today. Where would you want to start on this topic as far as discussing it and what would be important for growers to know right now?
I guess the best piece of advice I could offer to any grower right now is just stick to the original plan. If the original plan called for spring-applied anhydrous ammonia, then let's stick with the spring-applied anhydrous ammonia. Understand, of course, that if we follow that anhydrous ammonia too quickly with the planter, we could run into some issues of burning corn roots or actually killing the germ on the germinating seedling as it's coming up. We can manage that by putting the anhydrous ammonia on at an angle to the direction of row planting. And with the wet soils that we're experiencing right now, and even the wet soils that will be underneath, we have probably an increased probability or a possibility that we will trap some free ammonia in that knife track. And that's why it's so important that we don't want to be planting directly on top of the anhydrous knife track for any length of row. As far as starter fertilizers, if that was a part of the original plan, I would continue to use it. If it was not part of the plan, I see no reason to have to scramble and suddenly decide to try to include starter fertilizers with your planting operation. P and K applications, again, if you're waiting for spring applications of P and K, stick with the program and get them applied.
How important is it today to have a plan to start with?
Well, let's go back to nitrogen. In years past, we were always taught to think about nitrogen as an application rate. And all of the rate guidelines were X number of pounds of N per acre is what's needed to raise a crop. Now, that part of the equation has not changed. We've come up with different ways to determine the optimum rate of N, and it depends on the states that you're in. Here in Iowa, over in Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, we're all using a maximum return to nitrogen, where we look at economics to determine the optimum N rate. Then we need to take it one step forward, and we want to manage that nitrogen as a system and not a single application rate. And in an ideal world, you would put on portion of that soil-applied anhydrous ammonia, come back with some additional surface applied. Here in Iowa, we would typically use a UAN solution with your herbicide, and then possibly even in season, come in with either a side dress application of UAN, anhydrous ammonia, or even a surface broadcast application in season of urea. And what this is doing is it's putting your nitrogen in different areas of the soil. So the anhydrous ammonia, we're going to put it down deep where the roots can get to it. The surface applied UAN at planting time, as well as your surface urea applied post-emerge, is going to give you some more nitrogen during the growing season. My concern is if folks have a plan for anhydrous ammonia to be applied this spring and they switch to all surface UAN or urea and it turns off dry, we may not have enough moisture to move that nitrogen down into the root system, and all that nitrogen that's out there will become positionally unavailable for the growing corn crop. So that's why it's critical, if we've got the plan, to start with anhydrous ammonia, that we stay there and then look at supplementing further on into the year with the balance of the total nitrogen program.
We're in a world where we have the ability to be much more precise in how we apply things like nutrients. How do you see that playing a role today to do better nutrient management?
Oh, certainly. And I guess we need to begin here in the springtime. Spring is an ideal time for collecting soil samples. And I highly recommend that we collect our soil samples in the springtime to begin preparing our plans for next year. And what that does is, number one, your soils right now, I'm going to call it, be more stable. We've got moisture out there in the soil. We're able to get a good soil sample, you know, the probe taken. Also, when we send that sample to the lab, if the lab understands it's for fall application, they're not rushed, I'd like to think they do a little better job when they don't have to push as many through the lab in a day's time. That also allows more time for the crop consultant, crop salesman, and the grower to get together and review the soil test results and then formulate management plans. The variable rate technology that many people are using today is a fantastic tool, and if we can build the plans now so that we know how, what we want to execute come next fall, winter, spring, we're able to pull this trigger and move forward, I think, a little bit more fluidly, and then also with a little bit more more accuracy, because we've thought through the plan. And all of this works together to help minimize the environmental risks. It's going to optimize nutrient utilization, and in the end, it maximizes our growers' profits.
When it comes to making that plan, following that plan, and these farmers need some good agronomic advice, how is what you're doing at GrowMark, especially in the Green Plan Solutions area, what are some of the ways that you can really help them out in making these decisions?
Well, the one thing that we've noticed is it's very difficult to make one broad-based recommendation. We see this in research trials as well. Is, I don't know, the answer can be, let's aggregate a large data pool and come up with a great recommendation. And I liken it to the fact that I'm not aware of any grower that jumps out of bed in the morning and looks in the mirror and says, all right, I'm ready to be average. Everybody wants to be at the top of their game. Everybody wants to do the best that they can. And the way that the GrowMark system and our FS companies can work with growers is by working on an individual basis, not just individual grower by grower, but take it down to a field level, understanding the topography and the soil types, the management, the ownership of that ground, and all of that coming together to build an optimum recommendation.
Wonderful. Well, John, is there anything else when it comes to this topic of nutrient management that we didn't touch on that you would like people to know or think about right now?
Well, again, a lot of it comes back to the four R's. We want to be sure we're out there with the right source of product at the right rate, the right timing, and the right placement. And all of that comes back to MOM, minimizing environmental risk, optimizing nutrient utilization, and maximizing grower profits.
Okay, well, we will hope that that is definitely the case this year in not only your area, but throughout the country. Thank you very much, John Grandin with GrowMark, talking here about nutrient management.